give you intro.
Yeah, 麦昆特之音。我们今天晚上继续来聆听圣经，但是马上就给我们继续讲 Krishna Book。现在开始。Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today we are discussing Chapter 9 of Srila Prabhupada's Krishna Book.
今天呢，我们来讨论圣帕布帕的 Krishna Book 的第九章。
The title of that chapter is Mother Yashoda Binds Lord Krishna.
这一章的题目叫做亚修的妈妈绑住 Krishna.
So before we start, we will chant the invocation prayer.
在我们开始之前呢，我们先来唱诵一下这个祷文。
Krishna, 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 hey.Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshamam. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam.Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
O 主 Krishna, 请保护我，请维系我。
O Lord Rama, descend of King Raghu, please protect me.
O 主 Rama, Raghu 王朝的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Krishna, O Keshava, Keshi 魔的屠者，请维系我。
So, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti, he gives us a brief summary of this chapter.
那么，Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur 呢，对这一章就给了我们做了一个总结。
He says.This chapter describes how Krishna stopped Mother Yashoda from churning yogurt in order to drink her breast milk, and how Krishna put Krishna down to go after her.
他说 Krishna 为了能够去吃亚瑟的妈妈的奶，然后就制止他不要再他不让他再去搅拌酸奶。And I didn't catch the last part.
And how Yashoda put Krishna down to go elsewhere.
还有呢，就是亚瑟的妈妈把 Krishna 放在地上去了另外一个地方。
Once upon a time, seeing that her maidservant was engaged in different household duties, Mother Yashoda personally took charge of churning butter.
那么有一次，亚瑟的妈妈看到她的女仆在从事各种各样不同的家务、家庭责任。那他就亲自开始来道馆搅拌奶油。
And while she churned butter, she sang the childhood pastime to Krishna and enjoyed thinking of her son.
他一边搅拌奶油呢，一边就在歌唱着 Krishna 的孩提逍遥，同时他想非常喜乐的去想着他的儿子。
The end of her sari was tightly wrapped while she churned.
当他搅拌的时候，他那个沙粒的脚一脚紧紧的裹着身上。
On account of her intense love for her son, milk automatically dripped from her breasts.
因为他对他儿子这种强烈的爱，他的那个奶啊，自动的就从他的奶，就是从他的乳头上滴了下来。
Her breasts moved as she labored very hard, churning with two hands.
他用两只手非常努力的在搅拌，那么这个时候一边搅拌他的乳房，就一边在移动。
The bangles and bracelets on her hands tinkled as they touched each other, and her earrings and breasts shook.
那么他手上的手镯和手上的这个手镯互相碰撞，发出声音来。 他的耳环和他的乳环都开始摇晃起来。
There were drops of perspiration on her face, and the flower garland which was on her head scattered here and there.
她的脸上有的流着有滴滴的汗珠，同时呢，花环在她的她的头上戴着的花环四处零散，就是零散的，变成了零散的飘散。
Before this picturesque sight, Lord Krishna appeared as a child.
那么主 Krishna 作为他的孩，作为一个孩子的形象，就显出现在这样一幅美丽的图画当中。
He felt hungry, and to increase his mother's love, he wanted her to stop churning.
他感觉到了饥饿，同时呢，也为了增加他母亲的爱，他就想让她停止搅拌。
He indicated that her first business was to let him suck her breast, and then she could churn butter later.
就像他暗示说，雅舍德妈妈的首要的责任应该是让他来吸他的奶，然后呢，他再可以，他可以过后再搅拌奶油。
Mother Yashoda took her son on her lap and pushed the nipple of her breast into his mouth.
那么雅舍德妈妈就把海他的儿子抱在怀里。把自己的奶嘴塞进他的嘴里。
Well, while Krishna was sucking the milk, she was smiling, enjoying the beauty of her child's face.
当 Krishna 在吸他的奶的同时，雅舍德妈妈面带微笑，在享受着他孩子对他的孩子的美丽的脸庞。
Suddenly, the milk which was on the stove began to boil over.
突然，这个炉子上的这个牛奶开始沸腾起来。
Just to stop the milk from spilling, Mother Yashoda at once put Krishna aside and went to the stove.
那为了制止牛奶扑出来，那亚舍德妈妈立即就把 Krishna 放在旁边去，到炉边走向炉子。
Now here, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is given a very nice comment.
那 Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur 在此做了一个很好的评注。
Mother Yashoda was so concerned for what Krishna would eat and drink that she could temporarily ignore Krishna.
亚舍德妈妈是那么关注 Krishna 的吃的和喝的这种东西，所以她暂时甚至把 Krishna 都给忽略了。
This was because of her praying for Krishna.
这就是因为他对 Krishna 的那种 prema 就是纯粹的爱。
Okay, so back to our story. Left in that state by his mother, Krishna became very angry, and his lips and eyes became red in rage.
在回到这故事情节当中，那么当 Krishna 被他的母亲这样就这样扔在那里，就是处在这样一个处境当中，他变得非常的愤怒。因为这种狂怒，他的嘴唇和他的双眼都变得通红。
He pressed his teeth and lips, and taking a piece of stone, he immediately broke the butter pot.
他咬着自己的嘴唇，用牙齿咬住自己的嘴唇，拿起一块石头，立即就打破了奶油罐。
He took butter out of it, and with false tears in his eyes, began to eat butter in a secluded place.
然后他就抓起里面的那奶油，眼里挂着假眼泪，就开始在一个偏僻的地方吃起奶油来。
In the meantime, Mother Yashoda returned to the churning place after setting the overflowing milk pan in order.
那么与此同时呢，亚舍德妈妈她把这个扑出来的牛奶，弄好之后，她又回到了。就把所有的一切整理的有序之后，他又回到了他搅拌奶油的地方。
She saw the broken pot in which the churning yogurt had been kept.
那么他就看到了里装着这个搅拌的酸奶的这个奶油罐已经被打破了。
Since she could not find her boy, she concluded the broken pot was his work.
因为他找不到自己的儿子，所以他就做出决定说，这个打破的奶油罐肯定是他干的。
She smiled as she thought, "This child is very clever."
他一边微笑着心想，这个孩子真是聪明。
after great pot, he has left this place fearing punishment.
他打破这奶油罐之后，因为害怕受了惩罚，就离开了这个地方。
Another little comment from Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in which he says, Yashoda found Krishna by following his butter-smeared footprints and hearing the jingling sound of his waist belts.
那么 Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur 在此地做出了评述，就亚瑟的妈妈呢，她就通过 Krishna 的，就是到处沾着这个奶油的这个脚印啊，以及他滚着绑在腰上这个铃铛的这个声音，才找到了 Krishna。
Back to our story. After she looked all over, she found her son sitting on a big wooden grinding mortar, which was kept upside down.
那么她四处寻找之后呢，她发现她的儿子就坐在一个被翻倒过来的木头做的这个魔臼上面。
He was taking butter from a pot which was hanging from the ceiling on a swing, and he was feeding it to the monkeys.
他正从一个绑在秋千天花板上一根绳子一根秋千上面的一个罐里面拿出奶油，并且把这些奶油去喂猴子。
She saw Krishna looking this way and that way fear of her because he was conscious of his naughty behavior.
那么他就看到 Krishna 在四处张望，因为害怕亚瑟的妈妈，因为他知道自己的行为是非常淘气的。
After seeing her son so engaged, she very silently approached him from behind.
看见他的儿子是如此的繁忙，他就悄悄地从后面向他靠近。
Krishna, however, saw her coming toward him with a stick in her hand, and he immediately got down from the grinding mortar and began to flee in fear.
但是呢 ，Krishna 就看着他手里拿着棍子向他走来，所以他立即就赶快跳下来，从这个木桩上面跳下来，开始恐惧的逃跑。
Mother Yashoda chased him to all corners, trying to capture the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was never approached even by the meditations of great yogis.
那么亚瑟的妈妈就开始四处去追赶他，努力的想要抓住这位。许多伟大的瑜伽师在冥想当中都抓不住的这位值得您的手上。
In other words, the Supreme Personality of God and Krishna, who was never caught by the yogis and speculators, was playing just like a little child for such a great devotee as Mother Yashoda.
换言之，这位至尊人的手上 Krishna, 他以前是从来没被瑜伽师或者思辨家所抓住的，而现在他却为了他像亚瑟的妈妈这样一个伟大的奉献者而像一个孩子一样在玩耍。
Mother Yashoda, however, could not easily catch the fast running child because of her thin waist and heavy body.
但是呢，亚瑟的妈妈因为她的腰很细，跟她的体能也很沉重，所以她没办法很容易就能抓住这位跑得飞快的孩子。
Still, she tried to follow him as fast as possible.
但他还是尽可能快地去追赶他。
Her hair loosened, and the flowers in her hair fell to the ground.
她的头发也松了，绑在头发里面的花也开始掉在地上。
Although she was tired, she somehow reached her naughty child and captured him.
虽然她很疲惫，但她还是抓住了这个调皮的孩子。
When he was caught, Krishna was almost on the point of crying.
当 Krishna 被抓住的时候，他几乎要哭了出来。
He smeared his hands over his eyes, which were anointed with black eye cosmetics.
他就用他的双手开始揉擦，他涂着眼影的黑色眼影的这个眼睛。
The child saw his mother's face while he stood over him.His eyes became restless from fear.
这个孩子看到了站在他旁边的母亲的脸，然后他的因为这种畏惧的情绪，他的眼睛变得非常的不安。
Mother Yashoda could understand that Krishna was unnecessarily afraid, and for his benefit, she wanted to allay his fears.
那么亚瑟的妈妈就能理解这个孩子， Krishna 这种不必要的害怕的心态，所以呢，为了他的益处，他就开始，他就想要去舒缓那个恐惧。
Being the topmost well-wisher of the child, Mother Yashoda thought, if the child is too fearful of me, I don't know what will happen to him.
那么亚修的妈妈作为他孩子的至尊的最高的祝福者，他心想，那如果这个孩子如果太害怕我的话，我都不知道会发生什么事情。
Mother Yashoda then threw away her stick.
那么亚修的妈妈就把这个棍子给扔掉了。
In order to punish him, she thought to bind his hands with ropes.
为了惩罚他，他就想着要用一些绳子把他的双手给绑起来。
She did not know it, but it was actually impossible for her to bind the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他虽然并不知道，但事实上要真的把这至尊人格手绳绑起来，那事实上是不可能的。
Mother Yashoda was thinking that Krishna was her tiny child.She did not know that the child had no limitation.
亚修的妈妈想着 Krishna 是她的小孩子，但她却不知道这个孩子是无限无是无法限是没有限制的。
There is no inside or outside of him, nor beginning or end.
这个孩子没有里面，也没有外面，没有开始，也没有结束。
He is unlimited, all pervading.
他是无穷无尽，遍存万有的。
Indeed, he is himself the whole cosmic manifestation.
事实上，他本人，他就是这个宇宙展示本人，整个的宇宙展示。
Still, Mother Yashoda was thinking of Krishna as her child.
但是呢，亚修的妈妈仍然把 Krishna 当作他的孩子。
Although he's beyond the reach of all senses, she endeavored to bind him to a wooden grinding mortar.
虽然说任何的感官他都是无法达到他的，但他仍然很努力的想要把他绑在这个木桩上面。
But when she tried to bind him, she found that the rope she was using was too short by 2 inches.
但是当他努力的想要把 Krishna 绑起来的时候，他发现这根绳子总是短了2寸。
She gathered more ropes in the house and added, still she found the same shortage.
他努力的，他试图从房子里面再去找其他的绳子，但是呢，还是少了，还是短了。
In this way, she connected all the ropes available at home, but when the final knot was added, she saw that the rope was still 2 inches too short.
他就这样努力的把家里能找到的所有的绳子都找了过来，但是呢，每一次当他要准备打最后一个结的时候。他就发现这个绳子少了2寸，差了2寸。
Mother Yashoda was smiling, but she was astonished.
亚修的妈妈还在微笑着，但是呢，她却惊得目瞪口呆。
How was this happening?
这怎么回事呢？
In attempt to bind her son, she became tired.
那么在她努力想绑住自己的儿子这份努力当中，他开始疲惫了。
She was perspiring, and the garland on her head fell down.
她满身是汗，而且这个头上的花环也掉了下来。
Then Lord Krishna appreciated the hard labor of his mother, and being compassionate upon her, he agreed to be bound up by the ropes.
那么主 Krishna。就能够去欣赏他母亲的这个这么辛苦，出于对他这种同情怜悯之心呢，他就同意自己被他的绳子给绑了起来。
Now here, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives 2 very important comments.
Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur 在这里就给了2个很重要的评述。
First, he says that the distance of 2 fingers.Or 2 inches was filled by the devotee's effort and hard work and the Lord's causeless mercy.
首先呢，他说缺了这两寸或者说2个手指头这么长的这种长度啊，是由奉献者本身的这种真诚的努力 以及主 Krishna 的仁慈所显上的。
Now in his second comment, this is the one I sent to you, the long paragraph. The Bhakta Nishtha, a firm faith of a devotee, seen in his endeavors to serve, worship the Lord, and the Swanishtha, or the steady quality of the Lord, which brings forth his mercy upon seeing his devotee's effort and fatigue caused Krishna to bow.
那么 mentioned Chakrati 他会做的第二个评述就是 Bhakta Nishtha,或称奉献者在他努力的服务和崇拜主的过程中展示的是坚定信念，以及 Swanishtha 或称主的稳定品质。当看到他奉献者的努力和劳累，主便被捆绑，他的这一品质便会带出他的仁慈来。
Krishna, playing as a human child in the house of Mother Yashoda, was performing his own selected pastimes.
那么 Krishna 在他杨秀他妈妈的这个房子里面，在扮演着一个人类的孩子的角色。他就开始去，他就在上演他自己选好的逍遥时光。
Of course, no one can control the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
当然了，没有人能够控制这尊人的手势。
The pure devotee surrenders himself unto the lotus feet of the Lord, who may either protect or vanquish the devotee.
纯粹奉献者会把自己皈依到主的莲花足下，而这位主呢，他要不就是保护，要不就摧毁他的奉献者。
But for his part, the devotee never forgets his own position of surrender.
但是作为奉献者，他永远也不会忘记自己应该皈依的这样一个位置。
Similarly, the Lord also feels transcendent pleasure by submitting himself to the protection of the devotee.
同样的，当主把自己交上献上去接受他奉献者给他的保护的时候呢，他也感受到了这种超然的喜乐。
This was exemplified by Krishna's surrender unto his mother, Yashoda.
那么其中最典型的例子呢，就是 Krishna 他皈依给自己的母亲Yashoda。
Krishna is the supreme bestower of all kinds of liberation to his devotees.
Krishna 是赐予他奉献者各种解脱的至尊的赐予者。
However, the benediction which was bestowed upon Mother Yashoda was never experienced even by Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva or the goddess of fortune.
但是呢 ，Krishna 赐予亚修达妈妈的这个祝福。连主 Brahma、主 Shiva 或者甚至是林幸运女神都从来没有体验到过。
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the son of Yashoda and Ananda Maharaj, is never so completely known to the yogis and speculators.
这位至尊人格守神，他现在就被就是 Yashoda 和 Ananda Maharaj 的儿子。那么，甚至连瑜伽师和思辨家从来都没有完整的去认识到过。
But he is easily available to his devotees.
但是他的奉献者却能轻易接近他。
Nor is he appreciated as a supreme reservoir of pleasure by the yogis and speculators.
而且呢，瑜伽师和思辨家也从来没有把他欣赏为所有的喜乐的至尊的源头。
After binding her son, Mother Yashoda engaged herself in household affairs.
杨秀的妈妈把自己儿子绑起来之后呢，她就开始去做家务活了。
At that time, bound up to the wooden grinding mortar, Krishna could see a pair of trees before him, which were known as Arjuna trees.
那么与此同时，那个 Krishna 就被绑在这个木桩上面，那么他就看到了，他。就看到了他前面有两棵树，这两棵树叫做 Arjuna 树。
Lord Shri Krishna thus thought to himself, Mother Yashoda first of all left without feeding, a sufficient milk.
那么这位主 Shri Krishna 就是自言自语说，要说的妈妈首先不给我足够的奶，就把我给扔下。
Therefore, I broke the pot of yogurt and distributed the stock in charity among monkeys.
所以呢，我就打破了这个酸奶罐， 并且把存起来的奶油布施给猴子。
Now he has bound me up to a wooden bird.
现在呢，他就把我绑在这个木桩上面。
So I should do something more mischievous than before.
所以呢，我要做一件比以前更加调皮的事情。
And thus he thought of pulling down two very tall Arjuna trees.
所以呢，他就想到了要把这两棵很高的 Arjuna 树给拉倒在地。
There's a history behind the pair of Arjuna trees.
这对 Arjuna 树其实是有段历史的。
In their previous lives, the trees were born as the human sons of Kubera, and their names were Nalpa Kubera and Manigriva.
在他们的这两棵树在他们的前世啊，其实都是 Kubera 的两个人类儿子，他们的名字叫 Nala Kuvara 和 Manigriva。
Fortunately, they came within the vision of the Lord.
很幸运的是，主看到了他们。
In their previous lives, they were cursed by the great sage Narada in order to receive the highest benediction of seeing the Lord Krishna.
那么，在他们的前世，为了能够得到见到主 Krishna 的这种最高的祝福呢，他们就被伟大的圣人 Narada 所诅咒了。
This benediction curse was bestowed upon them because of their forgetfulness due to intoxication.
那因为他们沉醉，他们因为麻醉了，所以就遗忘了一切，因此就得到了这个既是祝福又是诅咒。
This story will be narrated in the next chapter.
这个故事呢，我们将在下一章开始讲述。
And here we end tonight's chapter.
那么第九章就到此结束了。
This chapter is a bit shorter than the others.
这一章呢比其他的章节更短一些。
So there are several points which Srila Prabhupada brings out in this lila.
那么在这个小时光当中呢，Srila Prabhupada讲了几个要点。
And the first obvious point is that of a description of the Vatsalya Ras.
第一点的描述就是这个 Vatsalya Ras 的这个描述。
The fact is that Krishna enjoys being the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda more than being served by his devotee in the mood of servitude.
事实上呢，这个 Krishna 远远的非常欣赏 Yashoda 和 Nanda Maharaj 对他这种爱，而超过了别人奉献者对他的敬畏之心的崇拜。
So we find that in the Vaikuntha planets that there is very much the mood of awe and reverence.
那么我们就发现在这 Vaikuntha 星球有很多存在，在很大程度上都是一种敬畏之心。
This means that all of the devotees there, they are very conscious of the fact that Lord Krishna or Lord Narayan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那么这就意味着在外昆达星球的奉献者他们就非常清楚的觉察或者说觉悟到主 Krishna 或者主 Narayan 是制造人的首神本人。
And it is also a very interesting point that all of the inhabitants of the Vaikuntha Loka, they have very similar forearm forms as Lord Krishna does.
那么很有意思的一点呢，就是瓦昆达星球里面所有的奉献者都跟主 Krishna 本人一样有着四臂形象。
In fact, we learn from the Brihat Bhagavatamrita of Sanatan Goswami that when Gopakumar went to Vaikuntha, he could not distinguish between the servants of the Lord and the Lord himself.
事实上，我们从 Sanatan Goswami 写的 Brihat Bhagavatamrita 里面就可以读到，当 Gopakumar 去到 Vaikuntha 星球的时候，他都没办法辨别出哪一位是主，哪一些是主的仆人。
And when he first arrived in Vaikuntha, he thought that some of the servants or the first personality who he saw, which was a servant of the Lord, he immediately bowed down and he offered respect, thinking that he was the Lord.
事实上，当他刚刚到这个来看待星球的时候，他见到的第一个人其实是主的仆人，但是呢，他却立即，他却以为他就是至尊主本人，并且立即向他顶拜。
And immediately that servant said, No, I am not the Supreme Lord, I am only his humble servant.
那么这个仆人马上就说，不，我不是至尊主，我是他的仆人而已。
And then that servant pointed in a certain direction and said, there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead sitting on his grand throne.
然后呢，这个仆人就指到另外一个方向指过去，他说，那才是至尊人的首神，他坐在他的宝座上面。
And Gopakumar could see in the distance that the Lord was sitting on a raised throne and he was being served in many different ways by his devotees.
那么这个Gopakumar就向远处看去，他就看到至尊主的确坐在一个更加高出来的位，坐宝座上面。 然后有很多的仆人在服务他。
This was certainly very wonderful.
这肯定非常的美妙。
But these devotees are always conscious that the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
但是呢，这些所谓的奉献者，他们都很清楚，很在很大程度，他们都知觉到，就那个是至尊人的首相。
And they are all fixed in this mood of servitude.
而且呢，他们都完全稳处在他们作为仆人的心态之中。
Very much in the mood of awe and reverence.
在很大程度上，他们就是处在一种敬畏之心。
But we find in Goloka Vrindavan that the mood is quite different.
但是呢，我们发现在Goloka Vrindavan的心态跟这种有着天壤之别。
Goloka Vrindavan, the mood of awe and reverence is overshadowed or replaced by the mood of sweetness.
在Goloka Vrindavan的奉献者，他们的这种敬畏之心都被掩盖起来，而更多的展示的是他们的是那种甜蜜的情感。
Sweetness meaning that all the devotees in Goloka Vrindavan, they only are feeling love for Krishna according to their relationship with him.
这甜美的情感呢，就意思就是说，那么Goloka Vrindavan的所有的奉献者都是根据自己和 Krishna 的关系而很深的爱着他。
So whether it's the cowherd boys, or whether it is Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, or whether it is Srimati Radharani and the Gopis, they all have their particular relationships with Krishna, but they only see him in the mood of love.
不管是这个牧牛童也好，还是杨硕的妈妈和Nanda Maharaj也好，还是Srimati Radharani以及其他的牧牛姑娘也好，他们所有的人都是处在自己对 Krishna 这种爱的情感之中。
They never see him as a Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他们从来也不会把 Krishna 当作是至尊人的首身。
Their love is so extraordinary.
他们的爱非常的杰出，不同寻常。
And it's this love that Krishna actually hankers for.
事实上 Krishna 所渴望的就是这种爱。
Krishna actually enjoys sporting with the cowherd boys.
Krishna 其实他很享受和这些牧牛童一起游戏。
Krishna goes with the cowherd boys every morning and they take the calves to the pasture grounds.
每天早上 Krishna 就会一起和这些牧牛童一起出去，并且把这小牛犊带到这个牧牛场。
Krishna and the cowherd boys enjoy sporting activities.
Krishna 和铃木牛头呢，他们还会去享受这种各种各样的游戏活动。
Sometimes, Krishna will ride on the shoulders of one of his cowherd boyfriends, and other times, one of his cowherd boyfriends will ride at his shoulders.
有的时候呢 ，Krishna 会骑在他的牧牛童朋友的肩上，还有些时候呢，这个牧牛童朋友则会骑在 Krishna 的肩上。
Can we imagine that we can ride on the shoulders of God?
我们能想象我们可以骑在神的肩上吗？
How is that possible?
这怎么可能呢？
He's the supreme personality of God.
他是至尊人格首身。
But the love that these devotees have for Krishna is so great that Krishna is purchased by that love, and he very much wants to reciprocate with that love in that particular rasa.
但是呢，枫叶对他的 Krishna 的爱是如此的深刻，那么 Krishna 甚至都被这份爱所征服了，并且呢，他想相应的去回应这份爱。
So, and particularly here we're speaking about Vatsalya Rasa. So Krishna, he enjoys being the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda.
尤其在这里讲到了 Vatsalya Rasa， 就是说 Krishna 很享受，很喜欢去做成为 Yashoda 妈妈和 Nanda Maharaj 的儿子。
Krishna enjoys being loved by Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, whether it is through their smothering him with great affection, or whether, in this case, Mother Yashoda is punishing him to make him a better boy.
不管是Yashoda妈妈或者Nanda Maharaj，不管他们是带着巨大的爱在抚爱他。还是为了让他能够成为一个更好的男孩子而惩罚他 ，Krishna 都非常爱着杨氏的妈妈和娜娜妈妈。
Yeah.
It was broken.
Hello.
Broken.
Hi, Krishna.
Hi, Krishna.
You hear me?
Yeah.
So how can we imagine that?Mother Yashoda can chase Krishna with a stick and bind him with ropes and, you know, try to teach him a lesson and punish him like this.
我们怎么能够想象杨秀的妈妈拿个棍子去赶他，并且拿绳子去绑他，并且试图要去惩罚他，让他失去教训？
This is just another example.The level of love that the inhabitants of Braja have for Krishna.
这其实又是另外一个这个 Braja 的居民们对 Krishna 的爱的这样一个例子。
Krishna, he loves being the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda.
Krishna 很喜欢作为 Yashoda 妈妈和 Nanda Maharaj 的儿子。
And Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda love to have Krishna as their little child.
同时呢 ，Nanda Maharaj 和 Yashoda 妈妈也很喜欢有 Krishna 作为他们的孩子。
So, I want to speak of the mood of the gopis.
那更不要说这些 gopis 们的心态。
The gopis, they have such love for Krishna that he's also purchased by their love.
Gopi 们也非常深的爱着 Krishna 呢也被他们的爱心所征服。
And we will hear later in the Krishna book how the Gopis had such love for Krishna that they abandoned everything.
我们在这后面呢也会听到那些 Gopi 们是如此的爱 Krishna， 甚至他们都放下了一切。
By a special arrangement, they left their families, they left their responsibilities of household life, and when Krishna called with his flute, they went in the middle of the night to enjoy the rasa dance with him.
那么当 Krishna 在半夜的时候又一吹笛子去呼唤他们的时候，他们甚至都放弃自己所有的家人和责任， 就放下一切，就跑到那个森林里面去和他相会。
Their love was so great, and they had such attraction to Krishna that they were able to just walk away from all these responsibilities as if they were nothing.
他们是如此的爱 Krishna, 是如此被 Krishna 所吸引，他们甚至随时随刻都愿意放下所有的这些家庭或者责任，就好像什么都不存在一样。
So there's a very special move in Goloka Vrindavan.
所以呢，在 Goloka Vrindavan 有着一种非常特别的心态。
Where this madhurya or sweetness is prominent.
那么在这个 Vrindavan 的这个 madhurya 或者是这种甜美之心、甜美的心态或者气氛非常的突出。
And that Krishna is actually, he's purchased by this love.
事实上 Krishna 就被这份爱心所征服了。
And by the arrangement of Krishna's energy, Yoga Maya, these devotees will never for a moment think that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
而且呢，由于 Yoga Maya 的这种安排，这里的这所谓的奉献者没有一分钟会想到 Krishna 是至尊人格所生。
Even though he lifts the Govardhan Hill and kills so many demons and performs so many extraordinary pastimes.
即便他举起了Govardhan的山，他杀了那么多的恶魔，并且上演了那么多不同行程的逍遥时光。
Even it's so obvious that he is the Supreme Personality of God, still, not a moment will they think that he is God.
虽然说他作为至尊人格所生，这一点已经是非常明显了，但是呢，这所谓的奉献者没有一分钟、没有一秒钟会想到他是至尊人格所生。
So this move of Brajabhati very special.
所以呢，这种 Brajabhati 这种心态非常的特别。
And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give.
而这也就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要来给予我们的。
He came to give of this.Madhurya Rasa.
他来呢是要来赐予我们这一份 Madhurya Rasa.
All the times devotees ask that as followers of Lord Caitanya, what is our relationship with Krishna?
奉献者们经常会问，那么我们作为主 Caitanya 的追随者，我们和 Krishna 的关系到底是什么呢？
The answer is that for the majority of devotees, or the majority of the followers of Lord Chaitanya, that they are in this Madhurya Ras.
那么这答案就是主 Chaitanya 的大部分的追随者呢，就是处在这种 Madhurya Ras 的心态之中。
In which they, they have a relationship with Krishna, as a lover.
在这种关系当中呢，他们和 Krishna 的关系是爱侣的关系。
As one of the gopis, or as one of many assistants of the gopis, like this, there are many assistants to assistants to assistants, and they're all working to bring pleasure to Radha and Krishna.
那么就好像，这些牧牛姑娘们，以及这些牧牛姑娘的助手，或者是助手的助手，助手的助手的助手等等的这样的场景，他们都一起来给 Krishna 带来。
So Lord Chaitanya came, he actually came in the mood of Srimati Radharani, thus golden color.
那么主 Chaitanya 他就是作为带着Radharani 这样一种心态，以金黄色的肤色而到来。
So he comes in the mood of Radharani to understand Krishna from.
他作为 Radharani 的这种心态而来，就是为了能够从这样一种位置来去理解爱 Krishna 的这种心态。
And he teaches us that the highest love Krishna is to be feeling intense separation from him.
这个教导了我们对 Krishna 最高的情感或者爱呢，就是处在一种对他强烈的分离之中。
We can't understand this by anything we experience in the material world.
我们通过在这个物质世界所有的这种经历啊、体验都没办法理解到这一点。
Because in the material world, we experience pleasure only when we're united with our beloved.
因为在这个物质世界，只有当我们和我们的爱人团聚的时候，我们才会感受到快乐。
And when we're separated from our beloved, we feel great pain.
当我们和自己的爱人分离的时候，我们就感受到巨大的痛苦。
But in the case of spiritual separation, we experience a happiness and pleasure that is even greater than that of being united with the Supreme.
但是呢，这种灵性的分离的情感当中，我们所感受到的快乐，甚至超过了跟我们的爱人或者 Krishna 这位至尊者重聚的这种快乐。
So for many of us, we will also follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, and we will have this mood in our relationship with Krishna.
所以呢，我们作为主 Chaitanya 的追随者，我们也很多人也是有着跟 Krishna 的这样一种关系。
So Prabhupada often said that the great devotees of Krishna.Particularly like the six Goswamis, they never said that they had Krishna or that I have Krishna.
所以旁边就说 Krishna 这些伟大的奉献者，尤其是像六个 Swami 这样的纯粹主义者，他们永远都不会说我已经拥有 Krishna.
But like Lord Chaitanya, their mood was, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?
就跟主 Chaitanya 一样，这个心态一样，他们的心态就是 Krishna 在哪儿 ？Krishna 在哪儿？
To search Krishna, to find Krishna.
所以他们就一直在四处寻找 Krishna.
So we should follow in the footsteps of Goswamis.
所以呢，我们应该去追随这个 Goswami 的步伐。
I don't mean to say that we should artificially try to imitate them.
当然，我不是说我们应该做作的、虚假的去模仿他们。
But we should follow in their footsteps.
但我们应该追随他们的步伐。
Should follow their instructions.
就是追随他们的训示。
And in our devotional service, particularly in our chanting of the holy name, we should begin to feel some separation from Krishna.
并且呢，在我们的奉献服务，尤其是唱诵圣名的过程当中呢，我们尤其应该去培养对 Krishna 的分离之情。
At least we should be in the mood.Of crying out to Krishna and Krishna's devotees and to the spiritual master for mercy.
至少我们应该这样的强烈的去呼唤 Krishna 的奉献者，也就是我们的灵性导师，祈求他们的仁慈。
We should pray for such sincerity.
我们应该去祈祷以得到这样的真诚。
That we can develop genuine love for Krishna in our heart. And that when we chant the holy name, we can cry out for the mercy of the Vaishnavas Guru Krishna.
这样呢，我们能够培养起对这种强烈的爱，至于在我们唱诵的时候，我们就能够强烈的去呼唤这些 Krishna 的奉献者的仁慈。
So if we cry out to Krishna in such a way while we chant, and we are attentive, we are offenseless in our chanting,Krishna will certainly reciprocate.
那么当我们带着这样一种心态强烈去呼唤的这种心态带着一种强烈的爱的心态去呼唤的去祈祷的唱诵的时候 Krishna 肯定就会做出回应的。
This is the secret of how to attract Krishna.
这就是要吸引 Krishna 的秘密所在。
And we have to learn how to cry for Krishna.
我们应该学会如何为了 Krishna 而哭泣。
We chant with our lips, we hear with our ears, we cry with our hearts.
我们用嘴唇去念，用耳朵去听，用我们的心去呼唤，去哭泣。
And if we do that, Krishna will hear us.
当我们这样做的时候 ，Krishna 就会显现在我们面前。
And he will reciprocate.
他会回应，向我们做出回应。
This is the way that we should perform our sadhana.
这就是我们应该去做我们的 sadhana 的这个方式。
We should never perform sadhana in a mindless way.
我们永远都不应该心不在焉地去做我们的 sadhana。
But instead, we should be very focused, attentive, begging to chant with offense and begging for Krishna's mercy.
相反，我们应该一直非常的专注，我们要祈求能够不带冒犯，应该专注地去服务 Krishna。
We should pray to Krishna in the form of Srinam Prabhu and beg for the ability to chant the holy name purely.
我们应该向 Krishna 作为 Srinam Prabhu 这样的形象去向他祈祷，祈求他让我们能够纯粹的唱诵圣名。
Such chanting will bear fruit of love of God directly.
这种唱诵呢，就能结出对神爱的果实。
So another important point that we learn from this chapter is that this example of the ropes being two fingers too short to bind Krishna.
那我们要从这一章当中学到另外一点呢，就是说，要去绑住 Krishna 的这个绳子总是差两英寸宽。
So one finger represents the devotee's effort and hard work.
或者差两个手指头长，那么一个手指头的长度就代表着奉献者的这种强烈的或者辛勤的努力。
The other represents the Lord's causes mercy.
那么另外一部分，另外一个手指头的这个长度就代表主无缘的仁慈。
We must have both to be successful in our service.
要在服务当中取得成功的话，我们这两者都是缺一不可的。
We should give our full effort. We should work hard, and we should pray for Krishna's causes mercy.
一方面呢，我们要非常非常努力的去做出非常努力去服务；另外一方面呢，我们要不断的祈求 Krishna 的无缘仁慈。
And unless we have these two things, we will always remain two fingers too short in our devotional lives.
除非我们能够做到这两个事情，否则的话，我们在我们的奉爱生活当中一直都会差两个手指头这么长。
Both things must be there.
虽然这两者都是缺一不可的。
So we should meditate on this and.In every service that we perform for Krishna, we should be thinking how to apply ourselves in the best way, with the greatest effort and a great hard work, and at the same time praying and expecting the causeless mercy of Krishna to descend.
所以呢，我们就一直都应该冥想着这一点，并且在我们的所有的奉献服务的努力当中，一方面我们要付出我们最大的努力，不断的去做服务；另外一方面呢，我们要强烈的去呼唤 Krishna 的无缘名字。
So the third and the fifth point is that we sing about the details of this pastime during party.
第三点呢，我们 Sorry, it was broken.
Except that the third and related point is that we sing about details of this pastime during Kartik.
第三点也就是相关的一点呢，就是我们在 Kartik 月，就在这个咱们当然月，我们就会歌唱这个逍遥时光。
And there is a beautiful 8th sloka prayer called Damodar Astika.
有一段非常美丽的祷文叫做 Damodar Astika.
And it speaks about all of the details of the Damodar Leela.
那么这一段祷文呢，就非常详细的描述了这个 Damodar Leela.
Krishna being bound by the ropes of love of Mother Yashoda.
Krishna 对Yashoda妈妈的爱心的绳子所捆绑。
He wasn't bound by some physical rope, but he was bound by Mother Yashoda's love.
事实上他并不是说被一根普通的绳子所捆住的，而是被亚瑟的妈妈的爱心所捆绑的。
So the Kartik month is especially important to our devotional advancement.
所以呢，在我们的奉献服务当中要取得进步的话，这个 Kartik 月就很非常的重要。
Wherever we are, we must take the time to sing to Lord Damodar this Damodar Astika.
不管我们身处何方，我们都应该花些时间每天去唱一下。对着主达摩达尔唱这一首达摩达尔阿斯塔普这首歌。
At the same time, we should take the opportunity to offer Damodar a lamp, a deep, and in this way offer this type of seva.
同时呢，我们应该向主达摩达尔供奉一盏灯，这样呢，就向他献上这样一种小小的服务。
So this is a very deep and beautiful meditation.
所以呢，这是一种非常深刻而非常美丽的冥想。
And it is an opportunity to make much advancement in Krishna consciousness.
这也是我们要在 Krishna 知识当中取得巨大进步的一个机会。
It says in the Kartik month that you get 1,000 times the benefit of spiritual activities.And you get in the other months of the year.
就是在达摩达尔月，我们所从事的任何的奉献服务，能够获得的益处，是平时做任何的服务的益处的一千倍。
1,000 times.
一千倍。
So that is a really, really, great opportunity.
所以呢，这真的是一个非常好的、很好的机会。
So we look forward to that time every year and take full advantage.
所以呢，每一年我们都应该期待着这个月的到来，并且充分的去利用它。
Take advantage of the extra benefit that we get. Hear more, chant more, serve more.
我们要好好的利用我们能够从中得到的这些灵性的益处，所以呢，我们要更多的去聆听，更多的唱诵，更多的服务。
Meditate upon the Dhamma Lila and all the intricate details of Krishna's relationship with Bhagavad Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and all the other eternal associates.
我们要不断的去冥想着亚瑟的妈妈，还有 Nanda Maharaj 其他的伟大的这些永恒的朋友，他们和 Krishna 之间的关系。
So I will leave you with that meditation.
那我就让大家来做这份冥想。
We have just completed about 1 hour.
基本上做好讲好了一个小时结束了。
So I would like to again thank Gopi Gita Mataji for doing such a wonderful translation.
是呢，再次感谢 Gopi Gita 的翻译。
And thank Shashi Gopal Sharan Prabhu for facilitating our.Talks.
感谢萨西戈佛法布协助我们能做这样一场讲话。
And once again, thank you all for listening so attentively.
也感谢大家这么专注的聆听。
So let us meet again next week for another chapter from Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book.
所以呢，我们下星期再见，我们再来讲述帕布帕的下就 Krishna Book 的下面一章。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 啊，Krishna 之音，我们非常感谢大家的聆听，今天的播音就到此结束了。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.